Let the positivity flow.
That was some needles and pins, and some makeup videotape, some collapsing opposites. Even though that's not really a Christmas song, I don't know. Ryan's gonna just snuck that in there. Basketball, some Dandy Win, all those on the Eggnog Experience CD that's coming out tomorrow. Well, it came out today free online, Mentopiece. I don't know how they make money from this. I guess they're not gonna make money. There is a fundraiser show that's presented by CRTR tomorrow that I should promote, and I've done quite enough of that, so I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I am going to talk about the band that's coming up live on the show right now. Pronails live in studio right now.
I made that song.
Yep. Okay, go for it.
I wanted to whisper something.
are listening to CITR Radio live from Thunderbird Radio Hall, live in studio right now. Pro Nails. Hello, guys.
Howdy.
Thanks for coming out.
No problem.
That sounded awesome. You guys like playing in the dark.
We do. We do. It's because we're albinos.
We're nocturnal albinos, to be specific.
Do you guys practice in the dark?
Yeah, always.
Seriously,
yeah, always.
It's fine, which is great, except it just cost our photographer at Shindig a lot of grief just because...
She got a good picture of that pumpkin.
Yeah, that's true. I think for the thing for pronouns, it's like pumpkin. That's about it.
Exactly.
I don't think she brought flash. And
that was all probably. We really should have put candles in our mouths so that it just illuminated us.
That works. So, you guys played in Shindig.
We did.
Into the first ever tie.
Yeah, we did. But they got... we lost. It's fourth place.
Oh, come on. Fourth place is a win.
Yeah, how do we tie with the band that won and we got last?
That's you know what? Stranger Things has a lot of interesting has happened. A couple years ago, another band lost. But the band that beat her, broke up.
Oh, yeah.
So she went on to win the entire thing.
Crazy.
After, because, yeah, if a band, like, breaks up or they quit, the band that finished second goes on. But that's what Shindig is, though, because you guys, I mean, that sounds nothing like Hidden Towers.
Yeah.
And nothing like Bleeding Hearts, and it just, depending on who...
Those guys were real nice, too.
Yeah.
Bleeding Hearts were cool.
Bleeding Hearts?
Yeah.
But not Hidden Towers?
No. They were really mean, actually. They were, like, rubbing it in our face outside. Bragging to
everyone. Yeah, they mean,
they're like, we're going to Toronto and you guys are stuck here.
I mean, they were saying it to the hobos, but we could tell it was directed at us.
Like, it's like, finally, there's some space between us, first and fourth. But did you find the whole thing interesting?
Yeah, it was fun. Next time, free beer for the bands.
Yeah, seriously.
Plus, it's $1 off. Beer's not on special.
I know, it's a really clever. And also, actually, I think even on weeknights, they don't even have beer specials. Like, it's just how it is. On weekends, I believe the bands who play do get beer, but on weeknights, that doesn't. And the only reason we got free beer is we got a sponsor, but we gave them away for jokes of beer.
Yeah, cool.
Think of it as for charity, for this station.
It is.
Thanks so much for playing. I'm glad. I think you have a decent time, hopefully.
we're having a decent time, yeah.
Let's talk a bit about the band. Tell me about the band. How did it happen?
Well, we got asked to play like at the Commodore before we even were a band, so then we made this band.
What, just somebody assemble, you three, like all three of you just hang outside smoking? And then somebody's like, you guys need to play next week.
It's like, hey guys, this is your big break.
Basically, I mean, me and Kenny were playing in a cheerleader camp before, and I guess Crystal Castles remembered Kenny's name or whatever, and then once they found out that he was in a new band playing with some synthesizers, I guess they were pretty keen.
Oh, rad.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, so how did that show go?
It was okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Considering everything?
It was pretty fun, but I mean, we were atrocious. Because it was like an awkward first show in front of like 1,000 people.
Where was that again?
The Commodore.
At the Commodore. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Crystal Castle is huge. That's awesome. That's super. Well, that's awesome. Was it a solo show? Or close to it?
Yeah, it was sold out.
Oh man! But that's a good way to light a fire under your so to speak.
Lit the fire.
Sometimes the best stuff otherwise we'd just be sitting on your butt.
It's true.
Like none of this would have happened.
Yeah,
you would not have finished.
We wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, you would not be here right now. And you did some recording with Jesse. Twin Crystals.
We did do some recording.
Night
Jesse. Yeah, we got one of those up, but we're going to go in there and finish it. He has a rad recording studio, and he does it for super cheap, and like tons of cool bands have recorded there. So.
I didn't read the judging sheets, but I remember somebody, I think some of you guys commented on the fact that there was one judge commented that you guys sound like a little bit like Twin Crystals.
Someone said that, yeah, I don't know. I guess.
I don't know. Like, there's some songs, maybe, like, a little bit synthier version of
it.
I mean, there's some elements of it.
Yeah.
You certainly sound more like Twin Crystals and Bleeding Hearts, for example. Or Kid, I guess. I believe.
Fair enough.
I mean...
I like to think we have a more punk approach to it.
Twin Crystals is so punk now, though.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. I haven't heard them in a while.
Yeah.
I
Never mind then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's. I mean, that's not a bad comp. You know, that's
no, not it's,
a,
not.
That's a,
it's
not. That's not bad comparison. How did you get in touch with Jesse? How did that come about?
I've known Jesse forever.
Forever,
we,
yeah.
We played in like a band for a while.
For a while.
Too.
Yeah, cheer yeah. Again.
And he's our manager.
Okay.
Now, yeah.
Right. And you guys won some recording time.
We did. He hasn't emailed me back, but we'll see about that.
Yeah, I. All right, and I'll be fine. It'll be awesome. His studio, from everything I heard, it sounds awesome.
Cool.
Do you have stuff for to be recorded?
Yeah, we have stuff to record.
Yeah.
We'll practice you, once or twice before we go.
Well, very awesome. Very awesome. Pull Nails live on CITR. There's a website for people to check out if they want.
MySpace.
Yeah, you'd find us on MySpace pretty easily.
If you do a search on Google, Pull Nails MySpace, they'll come up. Any upcoming shows?
Yeah, tomorrow night Media Club.
Oh yeah, who are you playing with?
Walter TV and Caving, which is Andy Dixon's like rap mashup thing.
Oh, pretty awesome.
And then after that, we're playing at the Biltmore next Saturday on Boxing Day. For Glory Days.
99 cent
cover.
Before 11.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Boxing Day. That's what's is that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Yeah. Very nice. Boxing Day. Something to do on Boxing Day.
Yeah. Compare Christmas gifts with your friends.
Pro Nails live on CITR, and you got more songs for us.
Yeah, we do.
Awesome.
What's cool. Next?
Wait.
Go!
wait, one more.
Toenails live on CITR. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. The big show tomorrow night. Go check them out.
Big show.
Media Club. And then next Saturday at the Biltmore. And look for an upcoming release from the Shindig recordings.
Oh, yeah.
We look forward to it. Thank you so much for coming out. The website is myspace.com/pronail. This has been Fine Presentation by CITR. And Pronails, I'd like to thank the Evans and Irene for sound. And this is actually our last show of the last. Thank you for playing at the last Thunderbird Radio Hall of the decade.
Oh, yeah.
We are preempted next week. If you want to listen to the show again, CITR.ca, listen to the podcast. It will be available probably next week. I was gonna play a record when that happens, but it looks like it's jammed. Anyways, we'll figure it out. Hypnotic Roof with Linus is coming up next.
no, 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 no.